Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Mike Tomlin on a maligned unit by Steelers fans, and that is the Texans offense, even though Houston averaged more points this season than Pittsburgh, and at wide receiver definitely has a lot more playmakers, but their offensive line has come under scrutiny. I will point out, in the last four games, they've only given up one sack. So now would be a good time for TJ Watt, Alex Highsmith, and the rest of the Steelers pass rushers to remind Houston why it got off to an 0-3 start, because it really did not do a good job of protecting C.J. Stroud, and he got erratic because of it and didn't look anything like the guy he was his rookie year when he took the NFL by storm. Stroud is attempting to win a playoff game tonight in three straight games. You know who didn't
three
do that?
3 straight years.
3 straight years, yes. Thank you. You know who didn't do that? Big Ben. Big Ben 0-4. Beat the Jets AFC Championship game. Big Ben 05 won the Super Bowl.
Missed
next
the
year, Steelers flat out missed the playoffs.
Didn't win a playoff game the following year.
No.
Won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Didn't win a didn't make the playoffs. Got to the Super Bowl.
You want to keep doing this? 2011 lost. 2012 missed. No, I wonder what that list looks like of quarterbacks who have started their career with playoff wins in their first 3 years. Like, even take Brady. Brady won in 01, then they missed the playoffs in 02.
Well, his first season he didn't play, remember? He was technically
true.
A rookie.
That's
in
a good
2000.
Point.
He was battling Michael Bishop for third on the depth chart.
They carried four guys, famously, that year.
Michael Bishop from,
so
Donnie?
You got me.
Kansas State.
Purdy would be one of them, right?
Yes.
That's a good one.
How about he's only lost two playoff games? And it was the game in Philadelphia where he blew his elbow out, needed Tommy John. And it was the Super Bowl he lost when he left the
field. Here's another guy who won
lead.
3 in a row to start a career. Flacco did it.
Yeah.
Just checking on him. In fact.
08, 09, and 2010.
He also
they beat
won
Todd
one in,
Haley's Chiefs to
won
set up
one
a
in,
game here.
Flacco won a playoff game, at least one in each of his first five seasons.
That might be a record off the top
because
of my head.
Because the last one is the run to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So I asked the question before we went to break here on PM Team Black and Gold Game Night Playoff Edition. Who are you convinced will play a great game for the Steelers tonight? If you were going to bet on a guy to show up and show out, who would it be?
Oh, you're asking me?
I'm asking everybody. I'm asking Donnie. I'm asking you. I'm asking our listeners.
All right, I got a name that I've been waiting to say all show because I think if they're going to win this game, he has to be a big stinking deal in this thing.
But will you?
I think the guy will play. Well, wait. As soon as I give this caveat.
Does he need to play well?
I think he will, but as soon as I give the caveat, I won't even need to say the player's name.
A guy you're banking on.
A guy I think is going to play well. I just wonder if he'll be on the field enough.
Ooh, okay. I wonder if he'll be on the field enough.
Anybody want to guess who I think it is?
Boswell?
No.
Pat Freiermuth?
No. Nick Herbig?
Interesting.
I think he will play well. Are they going to do what I think they should do and try to bring consistent pressure by getting him on the field however necessary? Like, he was
at whose expense?
Nobody's.
Nobody's.
He was supposed to be an off-ball linebacker when they drafted him, and they couldn't figure out maybe he'll be able to come off the edge. Come up with some unique things that have him, Highsmith, and Watt out there all at once.
I like that.
Why not throw a wrinkle at them?
Like, let's say you take Harrison, who seems to be the second inside linebacker right now because he's better
against
the run.
He's the run stuffer.
Right.
What, does Woody Marks strike fear in your heart?
That's what I mean. If you take him off the field, you invite the Texans to run the ball, and that's what I would actually dare them to do in this game because they're very bad at it.
Correct. And you have Derek Harmon, who should be able to help you up front with Cam Hayward.
Yep.
Pretty much stop them from doing that. And if they want to run outside, by the way, with Woody Marks because you've taken Harrison off the field, fine. Good.
They're not going to lose to some jamoke named Woody.
Right?
We're not going to come. Actually, you know
There's
what?
There's a snake in my boot.
They lost to Blake Bortles, so I shouldn't actually say that, given the Steelers' playoff
history. You know
what?
I'm going to continue to say this. That Jags team should have beaten the Patriots. Miles Jack was never down. And while it was still a shameful loss by the Steelers, the Jags were a pretty damn good team that year.
Donnie, give me somebody who you're convinced is going to play his ass off tonight.
Joey Porter Jr.
Man, that would be a big help because
who is likely going to be head-to-head with Nico Collins, you would think, most of the time, if not the entire time.
He's allowed the second fewest yards in coverage in the entire NFL this year.
Collins killed them the last time they played the Texans. He had 7 catches for 168 and 2 touchdowns.
That's all.
That would go a long way to winning if they are able to neutralize him. But they've got... They don't have big names.
Higgins is good.
They've got good players. Schultz is a nice tight end. He's the team's leading receiver. They've got those two rookies that Tomlin talked about. Christian Kirk is just kind of thrown in there for good measure. Hutchinson, who Steelers fans wanted the Steelers to trade for a couple of years ago because Houston had really good depth at wide receiver.
They got to get to Stroud because I think if they don't get to Stroud, he will find some
of these
guys.
Well, they hit big plays. They've got more passing plays of 40-plus yards than any team in the league.
He's definitely...
And we just saw the Ravens do that against the Steelers last week.
He's a big game hunter, and you can afford to be that, I think, if you're in his position when you know your defense is so good that even if you don't hit some of those shots early, you're probably not going to be, like, chasing in the game. You're probably going to still be right there, and you can continue to be aggressive and take that kind of those kinds of shots.
My guy's Hayward. I think Hayward is, of all the guys who are not... Yeah, I'm not going to say, oh, you know, I think he's going to have a big night, Ben Skoronek. No, I mean, among Steelers who matter, who really matter, he's the guy that I'm most convinced will show up and play well because he's at the end of the line. He knows his legacy to some degree is defined by how he does in these games. And I know, obviously, Watt and Rodgers think the same way. But based on how all three are playing right now and what their matchups are, too, I think the interior of the Texans' offensive line is even weaker than its offensive tackles. And Hayward is the only Steeler who made an all-pro team. So based on that, he is the best guy they have at doing their job. Like, who does their job the best? He plays defensive tackle better than Aaron Rodgers plays quarterback right now or Chris Boswell plays kicker. And it's not like it's a tough matchup. The center for the Texans was a guy they claimed off waivers from New England. One of their guards is a guy that moved from tackle because he wasn't good there. So
remember when they tried the Kendrick Green experience for a little bit there?
Yes. And then they won with him, and then Kendrick Green thought he would get the last laugh by like pulling up old tweets of mine and laughing at them on Twitter.
Yeah, he did do that.
Yeah. I want to get to calls on this, but I actually have a confession to make before we go any further. You know, we heard from the guy last hour who said that his good luck charm is his dead mom's hat.
Yeah.
And he was wearing it.
Yes.
I also have a good luck charm, and I was too embarrassed to bring it up, but I think that guy makes me feel like I'm in a safe space now. Yeah.
Wow.
So my daughter has these toys called Little People. Do you know what they are?
Yeah.
So they made one of these little people who looks like Big Ed, our caller Big Ed.
Big Ed Vega, who wears overalls and
no
Big
shirt. Ed?
Oh, I've seen the toy. I've sent him the toy before. We got it for my niece. He should get some money for that.
It's right here. I'm holding it up to our camera for YouTube and X.
Clearly his image and likeness.
So when the Steelers
sues the little people
when the Steelers played their first game against the Ravens, I put this in my pocket.
Okay.
And then when we went and did the broadcast PMT Black and Gold game night for the Dolphins game, I brought it with me, and I made the bet on the Steelers to win the division with my little Ed in my pocket. And then I watched them beat the Dolphins, and little Ed was on the coffee table next to me when the Steelers upset the Lions. I had little Ed in my pocket when I drove to your house
for the Browns game.
Because
I drove us up.
But then I left him in the car.
Oh,
so
no.
He never made it into Brown Stadium.
What was the Ravens situation?
Next Ravens game, I had to come in here to watch the game. Got to do the showdown with you. Little Ed in my pocket.
Did you do the showdown with little Ed in your pocket, or at that point had he done what he needed to do?
I don't think I brought him in because I changed my pants while I was here. So no, I did not have it on me.
What if there was like a little Richie Walsh?
So since I started using little Ed as my good luck charm, the Steelers haven't lost.
Toss him over here.
And the one time I thought I had him, I left him in the car.
This is hilarious.
It's 100% a ripoff of Big Ed. 100%.
That's what I'm saying. Because it looks like he's actually wearing overalls.
Him.
They've got like the they've got the little Steelers clock.
Yep. He's got the hard hat on. Like
I would
Big
agree.
Ed
it absolutely is. They tried to give him different hair than our guy Big Ed has. Just to try to avoid copyright infringement.
Mom, I like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators. Keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Infringement.
I don't know if it's copyright
or trade, like, or you know,
his likeness,
infringing on his likeness.
Yeah,
this is absolutely.
I mean, the only thing missing is a bunch of tattoos,
right? But I don't think they wanted to do that for little kids.
Why not?
I don't know.
What if it just said PM team on his one arm,
which is where he's tattooed on his what, shoulder?
Yeah,
but
right,
yeah.
Tony. Hold on.
Thank you.
There you go.
So that guy wears his deceased mom's hat for good luck.
And you got little Ed.
I got little Ed. Is that weird? Should I feel like less of an adult for having admitted that?
No, I was wondering what the Cleveland Browns angle for little Ed was going to be, and it was that you left him in your car. Maybe smartly because you were worried that we might be assailed in Cleveland by unfriendly forces.
Let's get to your calls on this. Who are you convinced is going to bring it tonight and have a big game for the Steelers? Here is Tom in the car. Hello, Tom.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Tom, is having a good luck charm ridiculous?
No. Okay. I personally don't have one. However, I am an advocate for them.
Why don't you have one if you're an advocate? Like, I would think if you're an advocate, you'd be like, I got to get one of my own. Or do they have to happen organically?
It has to happen organically for me.
Okay.
Agreed.
Who's going to have
a big
game tonight?
Adam Thielen goes for 6 catches, 61 yards, and a touchdown.
You know what? You said 6 catches, and Donnie's in there, and he immediately throws his head back laughing because I think he actually felt like the next words out of your mouth are going to be like 120 and 2 touchdowns. 6, 61, and 1 is not completely out of the realm of possibility. The problem is he's going to go against Jalen Petrie, who is an absolute menace as a nickel slot corner.
My prediction to your prediction, Tom, is if Adam Thielen puts up those numbers, I think the Steelers will win the game. His total on FanDuel, you want to guess what his yardage total is?
18.5.
Donnie, what do the odds makers expect Adam Thielen to do tonight, yardage-wise?
12.5.
12.5.
Did you already check that one out?
No, I didn't.
12.5. What do you think Marquez Valdez-Scantling is tonight?
16.5.
8.5.
11.5. What do you think little Calvin Austin is?
21.5.
I'll put him at like 32.5.
12.5.
I think
what do they know about his usage in this game that I don't?
What if they just think the Texans secondary is going to put them in an absolute vice?
But he's going to be the second receiver. Why would his numbers be lower than or the same as Thielen and MVS? He's going to outsnap both those guys, right?
Here, do you want?
Or maybe
I'm going to let the intrusive thoughts in for a minute. If there was a FanDuel prop or whoever's prop that it was just Mason Rudolph over under 0.5 pass attempts tonight, I might be tempted to take the over.
Wow.
Did you see the way Rodgers reacted when he got hit just the one time against the Ravens and fell on his wrist? He toughed it out. He did. He gutted it out.
Yep.
This is like an old school game where I genuinely think if I were boiling it down to one word, it would be physicality.
Well,
like there's going to be a challenge to just execute when a team is hitting the snot out of you at every turn.
I don't know if you guys did this, but did you not have the same thought as me when you saw that story from Rappaport yesterday? That Davis Mills, Mike Tomlin's favorite backup quarterback in the NFL, behind Joe Flacco, his second favorite, Davis Mills, who he credited for getting the Texans to the playoffs, that he was going to miss tonight's game with a personal issue?
Really?
Yeah.
I missed this somehow.
And that would have made Graham Mertz, the Texans'
pride
backup
of Wisconsin.
Quarterback. And I'm like, oh my God, if they put a hit on Stroud, not that I'm wishing injury, but if they did, they're screwed.
The Steelers do, in the person of Rudolph, at least have somebody who's even started a playoff game
Davis
before.
Mills' wife gave birth last night, and he got on a plane this morning, and he's now in Pittsburgh. But who knows where his head's at, you know? I mean, your wife has a kid.
I mean, assuming everything was okay, that's the only reason he got on the plane. So I assume everything's hunky-dory with that. And, he's
and if it's
just like
not kid number one, it's like old hat probably for the Mills family.
Do we know if it is
Does
or isn't?
Does the kid come out with like a 10-inch neck?
He has the giraffe neck.
Have you seen his neck, Donnie?
He and Mike Glennon, man. Yeah. Two just outrageous necks.
Here is Tom in New Wilmington. Hello, Tom.
Hi, guys. First-time caller and full-time listener.
Nice. Who's going to have a big game tonight, Tom?
Freiermuth. He has, if they play him enough. I mean, I think the middle of the field is going to be pretty much open with that defense they play.
Tom, you know what would be
Moose
a delight?
Going to have six receptions.
Tom, you know what would be great?
Six
is
a popular number.
Is
here.
If Jonnu Smith and Aaron Rodgers could ever even be reading from the same book, let alone get on the same page. Because if there is one area where I would sort of suggest that the Texans can be had a little bit, it would be down the seams.
Here is my prediction. There's going to be a play involving Jonnu Smith tonight that drives everybody nuts. They're either going to force a run, force a jet sweep, force a pop pass. He's open and Rodgers misses him. Rodgers freaks out because Smith either ran the wrong route or they weren't on the same page. Something like that over the course of the three-hour game tonight is going to happen.
See, Rodgers freaked out when he missed him in the Ravens game.
And it was his fault.
But it was completely his fault. Like, I even think in the prime of Ben's career where every mistake was put on the receivers, even if it wasn't.
People by Cook?
You did it too.
Yeah.
People would have admitted that, no, that was just a really bad throw.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.